Hello and welcome back to I've Always Said That with Brad. Don't know why I went British, but I felt like it in the moment, so I went with it. Anyway, sorry, I won't put you through that anymore. Welcome back to I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. We are reviewing, recapping, reanalyzing, re-sitting down with RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 2. This is part 2 of the double premiere recap review. So, if you haven't listened to the first one, pop back an episode. Check it out. Check out the first 7 queens and their talent shows because it was worth it. We love a first episode. Anyway, straight back into episode 2, we have the second group of girls prepping for their talent show. Are we ready? I don't think you're ready for this jelly. The girls come into the workroom as they do. It's a new day in the workroom. And they're straight into it. I love that they're straight into it. Fun. Start prepping for the talent show. And who comes in halfway through and disturbs them? That's why I was giving British, because Lawrence Cheney came in. Lawrence Cheney comes in, by the way. And yes, I know Lawrence is Scottish. We love. It's Lawrence Cheney. Lawrence Cheney. I won't do accents. I would like to apologize. Love Lawrence Cheney. Lawrence Cheney comes in. How many times can I say Lawrence Cheney? The only drag queen name that RuPaul remembers. She comes in to the sound of bagpipes, naturally. And the queens are like, what the fuck is going on? But they're all excited to see Lawrence because who wouldn't be, you know? And Lawrence is there to introduce the runway category, I guess. She reveals a statue of a rooster, or she says cork. And says, is it cake or is it cork? And she cuts it with a knife. It's cork. It's so random, but I just love how it's all over the place. It makes no sense, but it's great. So the runway category for this week will be, is it cake? As in bums. Bums, you know? Buttocks, gluteus maximus. Focus on the buns. We love. So as they're prepping, I realize now that if I was in this situation, I would definitely, hindsight's a beautiful thing, but I definitely would have wanted to go in the first group. Because especially if you're Acacia, she knows she's lip syncing for her life this week. She can rate a queen based on who she wants to put in the bottom, who she thinks she has the best chance of beating. And if you're not Acacia, if you're one of the other girls, you're like, I'm chilling. I can vote strategy. I can vote fair. Not really going to affect me unless they bring rate a queen back later in the season, which I feel like they won't do, you know. But they're just like, yeah, we're going to watch the show, we're going to judge, and then we're going to F off. Whereas if you're rating in the first episode, you still get that, oh, well, they're going to rate me afterwards. Like, they're going to rate me, I still have to perform. Much would have rather gone in the first episode. But anyway, so Acacia's sussing it out. She's sussing out what everyone's going to do, who she thinks would be her the best, the wisest choice to go up against in a lip sync. She doesn't want to go against any of the dancers, so she runs away from Crystal. Fair enough. Smart move. She ends up talking to Hormona Lisa, and she's kind of getting the idea that Hormona might be the best route to go up against. I mean, she doesn't seem like much of a dancer. She's more of a comedy queen, so that could play to the strengths of a lip sync, you know. Smart girl. I've got to give it to her. But also, don't count anyone out. You never know what's going to happen in Drag Race. Also, a couple of them are worried about Auntie. And at first I was like, who's Auntie? And they're like, and they respond to me personally. They're like, Lexi Love, because she's the oldest. She's like 33 or 34. Is that old? Don't talk about my Lexi like that. Lexi, love you. Here for you. Anytime. Call me. Because she's roller skating. That I'm worried about. Don't break an ankle. Don't pull Robbie Turner and fly off the stage. Rest in peace, Robbie Turner. Uber. Love you. But yeah, so that's the behind the scenes shenanigans before they get on to the runway. So, category is it cake? First up, we have Sam Starr. I don't know why, but she's kind of giving me Kylie Minogue, which is not the look at all. And I don't really know her face is giving Kylie Minogue either. It's more of the vibe is giving Kylie. I think that's the best way to describe it for me. She's wearing a white wedding cake and she turns around and her booty's out, padded booty. I think it's fun. I think it's a fun take on it. do think some colour, if it was more of like a fun cake, it would have been more eye-catching, not just like a white wedding cake. But that's just one podcaster's opinion. Then we have Onya Nerve, and this is a huge step up from last week. She looks stunning, face beautiful. It's like a simple dress, but it's giving peach to show her peach behind. I hate the little bedazzlement of where the butthole is. It looks like a leaf, and I'm like, why do you have a leaf there? I guess it's covering it, but still, it just doesn't look right. But the dress itself and her, stunning, gorgeous, beautiful. Crystal Envy comes out, and I'm like, just did not expect this from Crystal whatsoever. She's wearing a full airbrushed bodysuit of like muscles, and she's been out, the whole thing is she's been out in the sun too long. And then there's a dog attached to her ass, licking her booty. Why? Like, I get it, it's fun, but I don't know, it just doesn't fully translate to me, and it's not my favorite thing. But like, love that you're going for camp and giving that a go. Corey King comes out in, I thought this looked familiar, it's Monet Exchange's Work the World tour outfit. And I don't know, it's just like, why are you wearing someone else's outfit that is well known? Like, obviously all for sharing outfits and being resourceful and stuff, but like, when it's such a well-known outfit and you're trying to make it yours, especially on the premiere episode, I know you can't choose when the runway is, but I don't know, it's just not, it's not my favorite look from Corey, and I really like Corey, so I hate saying that, but she has the best padding of the season, hands down. Her booty is fabulous, so she gets points for that. Then we have my girl Lexi, I love you and I love this outfit. Once again, kind of giving MTV, like she's got a TV on her head with like a screen actually playing. And then like, you know, back in the day when the TV was out and showed like the coloured strips, like all the coloured strips going down her body. I do want more cake from her. Like she's showing a little bit of cake at the back, but you know, why have one slice when you can have two? Hormona Lisa comes out in a Marie Antoinette look. If I see, and the judges said it as well, one more fucking Marie Antoinette look, I'm gonna lose my mind. Like, yes, she looks beautiful and she has like two little cream things on her ass, but I'm just so, no matter how good the look is, I'm so over the Marie Antoinette thing. Lingerie comes out in this gorgeous green leopard cheetah print. Leopard or cheetah? You know what I mean. It's beautiful, looks beautiful on her. And she turns around immediately, which is one thing, and it's all laced down the back and you can see her ass. And oh, she looks beautiful. Her skin is actually glistening, but she just turned way too early. Like, she walked around the corner of the runway and just went, whoop, here it is. Let us wonder when it's gonna happen, you know? Like, I get it's nerves and everything, but like, Lana, you got this. You can do it, you know? Then Acacia Pagot comes out in an art schmock. It's like, I don't even know what it's supposed to be. It's like a print on a curtain gone wrong of like flowers climbing up a trellis. I really don't like it. If it had some structure underneath, it maybe would have been more effective, but she's literally has to hold it up so it doesn't droop everywhere. I will say, when she turns around, her cake is literally just her ass and her legs out, and it's hairy, and props to her for doing that, because that is so badass. Her ass, love it. Definite yes for that, points to her. Then we have Arietti. Oh, she is gorgeous. She is a space silver alien with this satellite motherfucking dish on her head, and she looks fabulous. This is so beautiful. Beautiful. No notes. Love it. We have Jewel Sparkles coming out on the runway next in a Puerto Rican flag inspired look. It's not my favorite. I think I have an issue with the material itself because it's like matte. It's like that leather sort of look. And I don't love it. And I just want more from the look in general. I get that it's the flag, but like, bedazzle it. Give it some oomph, you know? Speaking of Marie Antoinette, Joella comes out in a Marie Antoinette inspired look. I will give her a couple points because she got a different side. When she turns around and shows a cake, it's like murdery, which is like kind of weird because like, how do you show murder from behind? Not murder, but like S&M-esque sort of thing. I don't know. The whole look is kind of a mess, to be absolutely honest. She's lucky she's not getting judged by Michelle today. Let's just say that. Lucky Stars comes out and she is purple this week. Love that for her. She is a sponge with soap suds. I think this look, I do like this look because once again, it's fun. It is another big headpiece. So I'm like, I hope that's just not the same thing every week. But I do love how artistic and creative she is. I do wish there was more of a shape to it because it is, I don't know if it's just the picture I'm looking at now, but it's just looking a bit all over the place. I do like how she presented it. Very, very fun, as she always does. But I don't know. I think with a little bit of fine tuning, it could have been really special. Liddy B. Collins comes out and she is a garden rose with a beautiful mug. She looks fucking beautiful. And she didn't say if she made this, I don't think, but if she did, it is stunning. She turns around and her ass is the thorns. It's got little thorns coming out of it. So fun, so creative, a different take that I wouldn't have expected. And then last of all, we have Susie Toot, and she's kind of like princess vibe sort of thing. And she drinks a magic potion on the stage. And then she pulls donkey ears out of her wig and then rips off the skirt, and her lower half is a donkey. So she's an ass. Like, props to her for creativity. Like, you can't deny that. It's fun. It's camp. I really enjoyed the presentation. She sold it on the runway. Was it the execution of the outfit itself spectacular? I wouldn't say so, in my opinion. But it was really fun, and I loved it. I think she did a good job. Favorite on the runway, Liddy B. Collins. I thought it was beautiful, stunning, understated, but still, like, had that edge of the thorns, you know? Least favorite would go to Acacia, just because I just didn't like it. Like, it just didn't hit the mark. And I really, after her week last week, I really wish she blew it out of the park on the runway, but she didn't, unfortunately. Also, shout out for Joella and Homona. Stop fucking wearing Marie Antoinette. Okay, into the talent show. First up, we have Sam Starr. She's giving us a country number, so it's like Battle of the Countries between her and Acacia. She is doing an original song, though, so she's lip-syncing. Very fun, pink outfit, stars, fur kind of crop coat. Looks amazing. The number's fun, it's energetic, but it was just, like, for me, it was just middle of the road. Like, you know, it's what you'd expect from an original number. And the death drop at the end of the hay bales, I was like, oh my God, I actually think she broke her back. Like, and not in like a, oh my God, Aja way. Like, I was severely worried for her. Like, she was in the flat position mid-air and then her whole body just hit the ground in one hit. And I was like, oh, ambulance. Then we have On Your Nerve, and I really enjoyed this. Her personality, her character, her energy just really shone through. She did an original number as well, and I thought she absolutely kicked out of the park. She didn't really do a lot in terms of like choreo and that, but I don't think she needed to. Her energy was just like perfect. She nailed what she had to do, and I loved it. I thought she did a great job. Crystal Envy was up next, and she did original number as well, but honestly kicked it out of the park. I think I underestimated Crystal Envy. I didn't think she had this in her, but she fucking killed it. It was so entertaining. She had a reveal and then she had another reveal, which I didn't expect. So it's also always nice when you don't see it coming, you know? It just adds that little like flair, which I think some performances just need that little bit of kick them over the edge. We have Hormona Lisa doing stand-up comedy. Girl, you're in danger. Run. Why? Stop doing stand-up comedy for the talent show. Jasmine Masters, Derek Berry, Trinity K. Bonet. It doesn't go well. It's not funny. I think a big thing is like the context. Like when they do a stand-up challenge or roast challenge in the show, it's later. They've had time to know you. There's time for in-jokes. There's time to bounce off people because you have that connection. Coming in on the first episode, you don't know anyone. It's cold. There's no real live audience besides the other queens and the judges. It's really hard to get a laugh. And it just didn't land. None of it landed. And I was like, oh, Hormona. Bottom. immediate bottom. I was like, there's no doubt about it. Corey King's up next, and she's Shake That Ice, because when she's run out of her coffee, she shakes the ice. Once again, original song, but really fun, really high energy. I feel like I'm just repeating myself this time, but it was another really good performance. Did not like the outfit, though. It was quite basic, which I was like, ah, Corey, come on, give me more. But the performance itself was really fun. Middle of the road, I would say. Then we have Lana Jarrett. She starts with a cutout head, cardboard cutout of her drag mother's head, which is Lux Noir London from season 15. And she's like making it talk. And it took up quite a bit of the intro. And I was like, oh, make it about you. It's not about Lux. Maybe just like start with it and then just like throw it away because you're your own queen. I don't know. But the energy wasn't there. She looked really, I don't know if it was nerves or she was just like step one, step two, step three, step four. But it was just like, it didn't hit. The death drop at the end definitely hit, but the whole, the performance itself, I was like, I really wanted a lot from Lana. And I was like, And last but certainly not least, Lexi motherfucking Love. She comes out and also love what she's wearing. I just love her vibe in her confessionals as well. She's just like, she's so on it. She said something earlier in the show where she was like, these baby queens better vote right. I don't even know if they've voted in their life before. Oh my God, it's so good. She comes out in roller skates and she does the thing. She does the gig and oh my God. So much fun. So much fun. This is what I want. I just want to have fun watching them. I want to see them enjoying it and I want to enjoy it. She eventually gets into a split and then like somehow splits into a split into a split into a split and she goes from leg to leg to leg to leg and it's just like, oh, get your tens, get your dollar bills, get your $20 bills. Like, it is over. Over. Now, if you can't tell from my review of Lexi, my Raider Queen number one is Lexi Love. Number two, I would have to give to Crystal Envy. She really blew me away because I just wasn't expecting it, which probably works in her favor. Amazing, fun, loved it. Number three, On Your Nerve. I saw a few people putting her pretty low and I was like, did you not watch the same thing I did? She was great. Anyway, four, Corey King. Fun, but same sort of thing as Sam Starr, who I put as fifth. There were original songs, but I did like Corey's more. Sixth, I would have to give to Lana Jarrett just because the energy just wasn't there. And I was like, oh, girl. And then seventh is Hormona Lisa. It just missed the mark entirely. And I think a lot of the cast agreed with that. But in the Raider Queen moment, Arietti does hold up her end of the deal and votes Lana as her number one. So this is why you do alliances, people. Smart. She could have been in danger. Anyway, the results are in. Top two, Crystal Envy and Lexi Love. Yay! Claps, snaps, woo! Love this for them. Fair. I approve. It was my top two. How could I not approve, you know? Safe is Sam, Anya, Corey, and Lana. And that leaves the bottom queen this week as Hormona Lisa. I feel bad. Like, you can see the heartbreak on her face. She tried something different and it didn't land. But you don't do stand-up comedy, you know? So, before the bottom two lip-sync, the top two get to lip-sync for the win. Crystal versus Lexi in Alter Ego by Doechii. Doechii is the guest judge on this episode, by the way. Looking, oh my gosh, she looks amazing. And I'm so excited for this song. And they freaking kill it. I don't want to say it's one of my favorite lip syncs ever. It, you know, it's one of those things that has to, you have to let it age like a fine wine and see what the flavor is, you know, in a year or two. But oh my God, I had so much fun watching this. It was insane. I will probably watch this on repeat for a couple of days coming up. Lexi wins, obviously. We love. Killed it. Just phenomenal. I'm going to have a bias towards Lexi this season. I can see it now. So Lexi wins, gets her 5K, and they are safe to slay another day. And that means it is the first bottom two lip sync for your life this season. Acacia Forgot versus Hormona Lisa performing Yes And by Ariana Grande. Say that shit with your chest. The songs this season so far, the budget, not saying Woman's World was great, But the budget for these songs must be high. I do wish, no shade to Acacia and Hormona. I do wish other queens performed this, because I don't think the lip sync was spectacular. I wanted more, especially from this song specifically. But what can you do? You can't always get what you want. Two great lip syncs in one episode. I'm asking a lot. Anyway, Acacia is announced as the winner, and I do agree. I want Acacia to stay. I want to see more of what she has to offer. But before Hormona is told to sashay away, there's a twist, because we know RuPaul loves a good twisty twist. The Badonkadunk. I just love the name. It's such a fun name. So basically, after the bottom two lip sync, the loser gets the chance to stay. Michelle is sitting over a big pool of water, and there are 10 levers in front of the to-be-eliminated queen. If they pull the right lever and dunk Michelle, they get to stay in the competition. And I'm like, this is fun. Like, this is really, really fun. It's a fun way of keeping it entertaining, and you get to see Michelle get dunked. So there are 2 levers that dunk her, and there are 8 that don't. So, Hormona takes her time. She's doing a bit, picking the levers. She picks lever number 7, and it dunks Michelle. I am absolutely gagged. I could not believe it. Like, hindsight, thinking about it, it's the premiere episode. They don't want to eliminate any queens yet. They want to give them a chance to have a few episodes. It's great ratings to have someone get dunked, have Michelle get dunked straight away. And it keeps them wanting to see it again. But in the moment, I was very gagged. Could not believe it. And it was so funny. Michelle's, like, hair came off and everything. Oh, it was great. And the queens are pressed that Hormona is still there. After all that, no one has gone home. And now there is only a 1 in 9 chance that they pull the right lever. Crazy. Crazy. How fun. So much fun. I'm having fun. So my standouts in the competition so far, obviously Lexi. I don't think I even need to say that. I'm a Lexi stan. Arietti, her looks are out of this world. Lydia B. Collins, same sort of thing. We love Butthole. Yes, Lydia. And On Your Nerve, I think she's just really got that edge and that personality that I'm really excited to see what she does. I hope she goes a long way. Anyway, so that was the first 2 episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17. Oh, maybe I'm going to do live singing Acacia. Because I've always said, what? That's right. And if you want to see what I've got to say, follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. See the behind the scenes updates, what we're doing, and get into it. You know? Get into it. We're going to be doing Drag Race reviews throughout this season. We're also going to be having more content coming up day-to-day, not Drag Race related. So there's something for everyone. So there's no excuse not to be tuned in. Okay? Okay. Remember to like, comment, share with your friends, leave positive reviews. We ain't got time for negative shit. Leave that behind. I'm Brad, and love you, bye.